The pleas of Syracuse firefighters were answered by Syracuse Common Counselors yesterday, who restored cuts to the department in Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed budget. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the shifting of that money by the council does not mean it will be spent.
A 30-second standing ovation for Syracuse lawmakers yesterday after they unanimously approved a budget amendment that restores firefighter overtime costs that had been cut out of the mayor's proposed budget. It's been an emotional issue for some lawmakers like Lance Deno, who's a retired firefighter.
When my partner and I were trapped in a 1995 building collapse, our rescue was accomplished by 12 firefighters already on the scene. Since that time, the fire department's on-duty strength has already been cut from 79 to 69, and under this proposed plan, it would be further cut to 65. Where are my rescuers now?
Beyond the emotions, though, where did lawmakers get the money in the midst of continuing fiscal stress on city coffers? Finance Committee Chair Kathleen Joy says their budget amendments
decreased some spending and anticipated increase in revenues.
All this, though, will go for naught, as Mayor Miner ultimately has control over spending.
We can't afford more overtime, and so I will not be adding additional or spending additional money to keep overtime segments for the fire department.
The fire department will move ahead in the coming months with a reconfiguration that will merge two stations and reduce the number of firefighters to 65. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.